A speedy preparation for work. The practice of furnishing a few students with every advantage for perfecting their education in so many lines that it would be impossible for them to make use of them all is an injury rather than a benefit to the one who has so many advantages, and it deprives others of the privileges that they need so much. If there were far less of this long-continued preparation, far less exclusive devotion to study, there would be much more opportunity for an increase of the students' faith in God. It has been shown me that some of the students are losing their spirituality, that their faith is becoming weak, and that they do not hold constant communion with God. They spend nearly all their time in the perusal of books, they seem to know but little else. But what advantage will all this preparation be to them? What benefit will they derive for all the time and money spent? I tell you, it will be worse than lost. There should be most careful consideration as to the best manner of expending money in the education of students. While so much is spent to put a few through an expensive course of study, there are many who are thirsting for the knowledge they should get in a few months. 1 or 2 years would be considered a great blessing. If all the means is used in putting a few through several years of study, many young men and women just as worthy cannot be assisted at all. Instead of overeducating a few, enlarge the sphere of your charities. Resolve that the means which you use in educating workers for the cause shall not be expended simply upon one, enabling him to get more than he really needs, while others are left without anything at all. Give students a start, but do not feel that it is your duty to carry them year after year. It is their duty to get out into the field to work, and it is your place to extend your charities to others who are in need of assistance. Too great devotion to study, even of true science, creates an abnormal appetite, which increases as it is fed. This creates a desire to secure more knowledge than is essential to do the work of the Lord. The pursuit of knowledge merely for its own sake diverts the mind from devotion to God, and checks advance along the path of practical holiness. The Lord Jesus imparted only such a measure of instruction as could be utilized. The minds of the disciples were often excited by curiosity, but instead of gratifying their desire to know things which were not necessary for the proper conduct of their work, he opened new channels of thought to their minds. He gave them much-needed instruction upon practical godliness.